Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Where Jesus is Lord. Amen. 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 Welcome on this first Sunday in September. The year is marching on this first Sunday in September. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a welcome, the Lord's Prayer, and then we'll pray together.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being
here
today.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, God in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will
be done.
On earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread.
And forgive us
our trespass.
As we
forgive our debts.
Who trespass against us. And lead us not. Into temptation. But deliver us.
From evil. For thine is the kingdom. And power and glory. Forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for being with us. And standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom, for that good prayer and everything. Hallelujah. Good greeting, good prayer, good scripture.
Yes.
Amen. Let's this morning, let's read Psalm 94. As everybody reads Psalm 94, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And we're going to read it together. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. Oh, come. Excuse me. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, come. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3.
Okay.
Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3.
Okay.
Let's read that together.
Okay.
I will bless the Lord
at
all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. So as most of you know, the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to know more about him, his character, and his nature. And so he has given us a different part of his name, character, and nature every month. And we've been doing this for a little while now. And as we talk about him, we call it pearls to ponder. Amen. So that means this is a pearl of the Word of God, and we're going to ponder it. We're going to think about it, roll it around in our head. Hallelujah. So this month, our pearl to ponder is fellowship. Amen. Fellowship. Hallelujah. 1 John 1 and verse 3, which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. That was 1 John 1 and verse 3. Amen. So the Lord's character and nature is to have communion and sweet fellowship with us. And just, you know, think back in the book of Genesis, Genesis 3:8, and it says that, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Amen. So even back near the beginning when Adam and Eve were here, he would come and fellowship with, commune with them in the cool of the day. Praise God. And so and this was everything just came together today. This is our day of communion. Amen. Well, we're going to partake of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is our day of fellowship with him in this way. Hallelujah. With communion. Every time we take communion, we are fellowshipping with the Lord. Hallelujah. And we have a song today. And the song is Communion and Sweet Fellowship. Praise God.
Communion, sweet communion, fellowship with you is what we long to do. Communion, Holy Communion, Lord, we long to commune with you. If that's your prayer, come on, let's sing it together. Communion.
Hallelujah, communion, sweet communion, and we do long to commune and to fellowship with the Lord, and he longs to do that with us as well. Hallelujah. And I think about with the when he met Adam and Eve in the garden, he even met with them after committed the sin. Amen. And he still wants to commune with us so that we can get it right. Praise God. There's a lot of people who on communion, or some people, they won't take communion at all because they said that they have sinned. Well, the Lord gives us an opportunity to ask for forgiveness of our sins. Amen. And 1 John 1:9 says that he will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness because he's the faithful one. So, amen. So, let's all continue to commune and to fellowship with God. Hallelujah. And that's our pearls to ponder for today. Amen. We thank God for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that wonderful communion, that wonderful fellowship with us. Thank you so much for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations. I feel like we should probably do communion right now, but we'll do our declarations and then we'll come back to communion. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, okay, let's go to communion. Well, the Lord is like, well, you in communion, go on and go with communion. Amen. We don't have to do it we don't want to do it in our order. We want to do it in his order. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this time of communion in the name of Jesus. And we'll come back to our declaration. But I give you a moment here to get your communion elements together. Because we're doing it a little sooner than we usually would. So get your water. If you don't have juice, get your juice. Amen. If you have it. And your bread or crackers, go ahead and get that together. And we're going to go into communion now. Pastor Mom's going to start us off reading in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 23. Hold on a second, Mom. Hold on a second, Pastor Mom. Amen. Let's give people just a little bit more of an opportunity, excuse me, to go and get your communion element. Hallelujah, because we usually do that a little bit later than this. But get your communion element, and we're going to have communion.
Mm-hmm.
That communion, the sweet fellowship with our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's a wonderful thing when we can commune with him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 23. Pastor Mom will start us off.
Okay. Okay. For I have
received
of the Lord. And
That which
Also,
I deliver unto you, the Lord Jesus, the same night,
in which he was betrayed,
took bread, and when he had given thanks.
He broke it,
and said,
take, eat, and drink.
This is my body,
which is broken,
for you.
This do,
in remembrance of me.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're
welcome. We're at 1 Corinthians 11:25. After the same manner, also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians 11:26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. We're on verse 30. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest order when I come. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, as we come together to commune with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, that we're doing this until you come back, and we're doing this in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are indeed coming soon in the name of Jesus. The earth is already groaning. Hallelujah. And we're looking for you, praise God, to come back any day now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, so we take this time as we get ready to partake of your body and your blood, we take this time to examine ourselves in the name of Jesus, because we want to commune, we want to fellowship with you, and we want to do it clean. We want to do it by your spirit, Lord God. We want to partake of your body and blood by going through your blood. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we take a moment here and we just examine ourselves, the things that we have done, the things that we've left undone, the times and places and thoughts where we have actually missed the mark. we have missed your mark, because missing the mark is sin. And so we come to you now, Lord God, examining ourselves, and then, Lord, we ask for forgiveness of our sins, Lord God, the sins that came out of our mouth, went through our mind, came through our hands, Lord God. However the sin was committed, it was committed against you. And we ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we stand on your word. Hallelujah. Your word that stands forever. We stand on your word. In 1 John 1:9, it says that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and you are just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for doing that right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. You forgive us, you cleanse us, and you continuously cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We thank you for that, Lord God. Only you can do that. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you for it, Lord God. We want to remain in communion with you. We want to remain in sweet fellowship with you, Lord God. We don't want to step out of our communion and fellowship with you for one moment, one heartbeat or one breath, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful opportunity to commune, to fellowship with you. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. And now we lift up our elements to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for your body and your blood, Lord. And first, we're going to partake of the body of Christ together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the body of Christ that was broken for you and for me. Let's eat it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You okay, Pastor Mel?
Mm-hmm.
You okay? You got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to partake in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for each and every one of us. Let's partake of it now in Jesus' name. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. And I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you for your body, Lord God. Thank you for touching each and every one of us right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing. Hallelujah. Healing is in the blood. Hallelujah. By your stripes, we are healed. And by your stripes, we were healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that communion is the meal that heals. In Jesus' name, thank you for your healing in every part of our bodies, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all the honor, Lord God. Hallelujah. Healing in our bodies, healing in our minds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If there's any kind of mental conditions in any way, shape, or form, we thank you for healing it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any kind of malfunctions in our body in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that our bodies are functioning in the perfection that you created it to function. And we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, as we lift up our families to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For their complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you right now for generational blessings, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that your blood that knows no time or space is going through our bloodline right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, causing our bloodline to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. If there's any kind of illnesses that have gone through the family, Lord God, we thank you that your blood is cleansing our bloodline. Hallelujah. Any addictions going through the family, through the bloodline, thank you, Lord, that your blood supersedes our blood and heals it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. Only you can do this. Only you can do it. And we look to you to do it, to bring complete and total healing, health, and wholeness through our bloodline. Going back through the bloodline, sideways through the bloodline, and in the future, our bloodline, bringing healing, health, and wholeness. Bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Ho rabba shandara rabba siya, siya kara rabba sa. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm just hearing now to even pray for the children as they go back to school in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you touch all of the children right now, whether there are children or grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. And Pastor Mom just had another great-great-grandchild yesterday. So, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that all of our children, as they go back to school, they have favor with you, Lord God, and they have favor with their teacher, favor with their classmates, favor with the administration, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Wherever they're going back to school, elementary school or preschool, hallelujah, junior high, middle school, high school, and through college. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for that, your favor upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, taking care of all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God, that they have the very mind of Christ, and everything that they need to know in the classroom, you'll bring it to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for godly geniuses. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that they do so well, that they're considered as geniuses for the glory of God. We give you praise for it right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, right now that there'll be no bully. They won't be bullies. Our children, children's children, children's children's children, they won't be bullies. And they will not be bullied in the name of Jesus. We bless your name for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I'm sitting here saying, okay, Lord, I'm glad you took over. So where are we going now? Amen, amen. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Let's do some declarations. Amen. Some declarations. Thank you, Lord God. Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we can declare, just speak out of our mouth, and things are being established for us. Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's the time where the flowers begin to fade. Hallelujah. And the grass is going to wither pretty soon. We're in September. But the word of our God is going to stand, and it has always it always has and always will stand forever. So repeat this declaration after me. Great is the peace,
great is peace
of my children
and my children
and children's children,
and children's children.
For they are taught,
for they are taught
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
That's from Isaiah 54:13.
Mm-hmm.
I have no lack.
I have no lack.
For my God,
for my God
meets all my needs.
Meets all my needs.
According to his glorious riches, in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
That's Philippians 4:19.
Yes.
Amen. The Spirit of truth,
the Spirit of truth
comes to me.
Teaches me
all things. And he guides me.
And he guides
into
me
all truth.
Into all truth.
Therefore
I confess
I have perfect knowledge
of every situation.
And every circumstance.
That I come up against.
For the wisdom of God. Amen. John 16:13 and James 1:5. Hallelujah. I mean, that's really good for the children going back to school. Amen. That they have not only be thought of as geniuses, but they have the very wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because he knows everything. Thank you, Jesus. Let's do one more. The peace of God
transcends
all understanding. Guards my heart
and my mind
in Christ Jesus. I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right,
pure.
Yeah.
Lovely,
admirable,
excellent,
and praiseworthy.
Philippians 4:7-8.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go into some praise and worship here. Hallelujah. Let's stay with the blood a little bit more. Amen.
Okay.
This is the blood will never lose its power.
Mm-hmm.
With C.C. Winans. Amen.
The blood that yeah.
never lose its power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God. I'm thinking of that song. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. One more time. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we're going to talk about giving, pray over our finances, and then we'll be going into tag team preaching. Amen. So prepare yourself for tag team preaching. I was laughing, Minister Joy. As soon as you get on the line, you press that number one key. So after Pastor Mom, you will do your tag team preaching. Hallelujah. Anyone else that's doing your tag team preaching, you can go ahead and press your number one key, and you will be in the queue. Amen. And we're just going to go down the queue with our tag team preaching. Amen. And I pray that all of you would take advantage of this. This, not every church that you can go to that on the first Sunday of every month, you get to preach. Hallelujah. You get to bring the word. You get to, some people are scared of the word preach, but I'll say it like this. You get to share the word of God. Amen. Every first Sunday of the month. Praise God. And so I'll just pray that you all will take advantage of that. Even if you don't have a word prepared for today, if you were reading a devotional this past week, you were reading a scripture this past week that just touched your heart, God has said something to you in your private time that you can share with us, we want to hear it. Amen. We want to hear what the Lord is saying in you and through you. Amen. As he allows you to share that word, because sometimes it's not time to share it yet. But a lot of times it is, because the word of God said, you know, he'll speak to you in the ear, and you'll shout it from the rooftop. Amen. So the first Sunday of the month is your opportunity to shout from the rooftop what God has said to you in private. Amen. Amen. So I pray that each and every one of you would take advantage of that to be able to share the word of God. Amen. Amen. Okay. So let's go on to our prayer for finances. And I'm truly blessed by this. And I know that our prayer for finances is for such a time as this. Amen. You know, I keep saying over and over again that this is a time for the great wealth transfer. Just even recently, the president talked about forgiving debt on student loans. Now, I haven't heard of that being done before. That is a wealth transfer. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know that there's a lot of things that's going on that don't look so good right now, like, you know, inflation, or as they say, super inflation. But God will bless us, hallelujah, through this whole thing as we continue to stand on his word, amen, on his word that stands forever. Praise God. And as we declare and decree and as we give, praise God, as he has said for us to give, we're going to see a change. And whereas maybe some others will feel the bite of what's going on, we won't. Hallelujah. And we can look forward to God doing great and awesome things. Now, I was listening to the church that I came out of in New Jersey, and I can recall back in 2004, the Lord laid on our heart to expand the church and, you know, to build a large sanctuary. And the cost was $1 million in 2004. And so many people looked at that because the church is in the hood. And some people came against it on the city council because they were saying, why would you build $1 million church in the middle of the hood? And so, you know, Apostle Joel, he was saying, well, people in the hood deserve to be in a nice church, a nice sanctuary too. And then finally, one of the council members, you know, really stood up and said, this should happen. This will make a change in the community. And so anyway, we were allowed to start that. Now, you know, the church is not a really big church, you know, probably maybe about 100 adult members in it. That's not a big mega church or anything. And but we stepped out by faith, did a lot of praying, a lot of walking and praying, a lot of declaring and decreeing. And as I was listening to them this morning, Apostle Joel was saying that the church is paid in full. The mortgage is paid in full. Hallelujah. $1 million mortgage is paid in full. And it hasn't really even been 20 years. Glory to God. You know that's God. Hallelujah. And so they're having a mortgage burning celebration. I believe it's going to be next week that they're going to do that. And that is awesome. Because a regular house mortgage, it usually takes 30 years. But this mortgage, $1 million, I can only say God. Look at God. Hallelujah. And then we say that to about all of our finances. Look at God. Look at God. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Okay, let's go on and pray over our finances. Repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
Where I have not. Been wise. Bring restoration.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
And give me guidance.
Help me to remember.
Help me to remember.
That all I have. Belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
And to be grateful for it.
May I always
be paid well.
For the work I do. And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
All wasted.
Multiply it. So what I make and what I have
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious about finances
but will seek
your kingdom first
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLC ESLCCC. $ESLCCC. You can also give at the door if you're in the Heritage House. We're at 2E. Also, you can send it via mail. Praise God, and make your check payable to ESLC, and you know that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. So in all this time and everything going on, I just say this to you. This is a word that came through Pastor Catherine. Do not be afraid to give. Hallelujah. And there was a there's a story that I heard of recently about these apes or monkeys, and they love to eat seeds. They love to eat pumpkin seeds. And so what people do to catch the ape is to, they would set out pumpkin seeds, pumpkins. And so they would put a hole in the pumpkin, and the ape would put his fingers through and finally make room to get their fist through this, to get those seeds, get a handful of seeds, hold on to that seed tight. And when they held on to the seed tight, anybody could come and capture them and take them away, because they would not let go of that seed, of that handful of seeds that they had. They would not let go. So that's how they would get captured, and they would get captured very easily because they would never let go of their seeds. And when I heard that story, I said, oh, my God. You know, we do have to let go of the seed. You have so much seed for us. You give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So we can't afford to hold on to the seed, because a lot of times the seed don't even meet the need that we have. We have to open up our fist, let it go, and let God do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, think, or even imagine. So, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those who are tithers, who are giving 10% of everything that they get in or that comes into them. Lord, we thank you, Father, that they are not holding on and grabbing onto that seed. They're opening up their hands and releasing it, not afraid to give, knowing that you'll take care of all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the tithers. You said if we would only test you on it and try you on it, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the tithers. Also, we thank you for the givers. You said, and with the tithers, what you also do is to make sure that the enemy would not take what has been given or what we have, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you rebuke the devourer for our sake. Glory to God. There'll not be any holes in our pockets in the name of Jesus. And then, Father God, we thank you for the givers. You said, give and it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Lord God, you're not a scrape the bottom of the barrel, God. You are an overflow, God. And so we thank you for that wonderful overflow that comes to the givers in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Amen. And before we get to the sermon, we do have a birthday. Glory to God. We had actually a birthday last week, and that, or who was the last week? The second of September, this past week, was Rasheem's 22nd birthday. Hallelujah. And that's Minister Rachel's son, Rasheem. It's hard to believe that he's 22 years old. I remember pushing him around in the umbrella stroller. It seemed like yesterday. Hallelujah. And then Malachi, who is Minister Rachel's, another one of Minister Rachel's sons, and he turned 14 on today. Amen. So we're going to play our birthday song for them. Hallelujah. You know that. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Happy birthday to you. And put in the lyrics from way back. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. Hallelujah. And I'm just noticing on our calendar another birthday is before our next church service. Another birthday is Lenny Yarbrough Jr. Amen. He is the son of Minister Mary, hallelujah, and she's usually here with us on the line. So we just thank God for Lenny Jr.'s birthday as well, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen, hallelujah. Well, let's go on to our tag team preaching. Glory to God. So hopefully you all are ready. I only see Joy's number one key press. Maybe the number one key is acting up today. I don't know. But I know Joy got in on it. But we're going to start with Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom has a word this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Amen. We welcome Pastor Mom today. In case you all don't know, Pastor Mom is now 90 years of age. Hallelujah. Amen. Got a big smile on our face, rocking in the chair. Amen. And so your word today is what? Proverbs, your favorite scripture. Favorite scripture. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Amen. Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding.
In all your ways.
Acknowledge
him.
Him.
And he shall. Direct
your path.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Why do you think you like that scripture so much?
Because I always learned it.
You learned it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you do. You trust in the Lord, right?
Uh-huh.
With all your heart.
All your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't try to lean to your own
understanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. And he just been directing your path.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Leading you along the way.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I wish y'all could see the smile on Pastor Mom's face as she's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, Minister Joy. Oh, we got, okay. We have a line now. Amen. Minister Amber, where your number one key at? Okay, thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. So these are the ones that we have in the queue right now. Amen. We have Minister Joy, and then Minister Rachel. And because I know what you're thinking, Pastor Price, I'm going to say Minister Amber and then Pastor Price. Praise God. If it's any different than that, just text me and let me know. But we're going to start with Minister Well, we started already with Pastor Mom. Amen. And Minister Joy, Rachel, Minister Amber, and Pastor Price. I'm taking the time to write that down so I remember. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you happen to go over a little bit today, since it's four people, if you happen to go over a little bit today, it's all right, okay? All right, so you can kind of slow down a little bit. We'll give you, well, it's four people, and it's about 12 o'clock, so we'll give you about, you know, you can go up to about 8 minutes or so today, okay? All right. Okay, opening up the line for you, Minister Joy. Welcome. I'm not hearing you, Minister Joy. You got your mute on?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Ma'am. Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, can you hear me better? Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you very
okay.
Well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. The title of my message today is Share the Seed. Share the Seed. Today's Bible reading comes from Mark 4:13-20. It says, others like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. In Mark 4:20. In 1879, people watched William Beale would likely think he was loony. Their seed, a professor of botany, filled 20 bottles of various seeds and buried them in the deep soil. What they didn't know was that Bill was conducting a seed availability experiment that would span centuries. Every 20 years, a bottle would be dug up to plant its seed would germinate. Now, in Mark 4:13-20, the Message Bible, it says, do you see how this story works? All my stories work this way. It says, the farmer plants the word. Some people are like the seed that falls on the heart and soul of the world. No sooner do they hear the word than Satan snatches away what has been planted to them. And some are like the seed that lands on the gravel. When they first hear the word, they respond with great enthusiasm. But there is such shallow soil of character that when the emotions wear off and some difficult to arrive, there is nothing to show for it. The seed cast that the wheat present, the ones who hear the kingdom news, but are overwhelmed with the worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. The stress strangles what they heard, and nothing comes of it. But the seed planted in the good earth represents those who hear the word, embrace it, and produce a harvest beyond the wildest dreams. Jesus talked a lot about the seed planting, often likening the sowing of the seed to the spreading of the word in Mark 4:15. He taught that some seeds are snatched by Satan, others have no foundation and not light and don't take root. And yet others are hampered by the life around them and are choked out. As we spread the good news, it's us with seeds will be survive. Our job is simply to sow the gospel to tell others about Jesus. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. In 2021, another of Bill's bottles was dug up. The seeds were planted by researchers, and some sprouted, having survived more than 142 years. As God works through us, we share our faith with others. We never know if the word we share will take root or win, but we'll be encouraged that our sowing of good news might even, after many years, be received by someone who will accept it and produce it. Now, it says Jesus went on in Mark to say, does anyone bring a lamp home and put it under a bucket or beneath the bed? Don't you put it on the top of the mantle where you keep? We're not keeping secrets. We're telling them. We're not hiding things. We're bringing them out into the open. Are we listening to this, really listening? Listen carefully to what I'm saying. And be wary of the shrewd advice that tells you how to get ahead in the world on your own. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. Stinginess impoverishes. Then Jesus says, God's kingdom is like a seed thrown on the field by a man who then goes to a bed and forgets about it. The seed sprouts and grows. He has no idea it happened. The earth, all without his help. First a green stem of grass, then a bud, then the ripened grain. When the grain is fully formed and ripe, harvest time. How can we picture God's kingdom? What kind of story can we use? It's like an acorn. When it lands on the ground, it is quite small. As seed goes. Yet, once it's planted, it grows into a huge oak tree with thick branches. Eagles nest in it. With many stories like this, he presented this message to them, fitting the stories to their experience and maturity. He was never without a story when he spoke. When he was alone with his disciples, he went over everything, sorting out the tangible and untying the knot. Says, as we spread the good news, it's not up to us which seeds will survive. Our job is to simply to sow the gospel, to tell others about Jesus. And it says, say this prayer. It says, dear God, please give me the courage to share Jesus with friends and colleagues all over the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't have my little thing ready. Amen. But thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, here we go. Amen. Share the seed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And that we do have to share the seed. And I talked about letting go of the seed, not holding on to it. Didn't know you were going to talk about seed as well today. So, amen. We just all together here. Amen. But sharing the seed of the gospel. Hallelujah. That's beautiful. And what I thought about was
you know, people getting born again. And, you know, sometimes it's just being nice to people and doing what the Lord leads you to do with people. And I think I told you all about a story about this woman in my building who every time she sees me, she shops my clothes. You know, she wants them. She wants my purses. She wants my clothes. She looks at my shoes. She wants that. And I've given her things before, and I've been praying for her to receive Jesus. And I gave her one of my purses. And before I gave it to her, me, Pastor Mom, and Pastor Catherine laid hands on that purse. We took some Bless All, put it on the purse, all on the inside of the purse. And the day that I gave her the purse, she was sitting downstairs by the elevator talking to somebody. And not only did she get saved, but the person she was talking to got saved as well. So we thank God, you know, for that. And then yesterday, another lady got saved. And the Lord had had me doing things for her. Just being a blessing to her. She would see me come in with paper towels and ask me if she could have some, and I just give it to her. And so since then, I've been giving her paper towels periodically. And it's like I just gave her $1 million, you know. And so then yesterday, the Lord kind of stopped me in my tracks after I gave it to her. He stopped me in my tracks and said, you know, make sure she's saved. And so I, you know, got to talking to her, found out that she was a Lutheran when she was young, but she hasn't been to church in many years. But she did remember John 3:16. We said it together. And then she received Jesus. So, you know, it's God has us sowing, you know, seed of the word. And also seed of just doing the right thing by his spirit, and people get saved. Praise God. Praise God. So thank you. Thank you for that word. We thank God for that word today, Minister Joy. Praise God. Now let's go on to Minister Rachel and family. Welcome, Minister Rachel and family.
Hi, it's just me because the Lord had me in a special place right now at this time.
Amen.
I'm going to be, amen, but it's a good place. It's a place that where I'm learning things and he's shaping and molding my attitude and everything like that. And also I do see his favor upon my life and I just hope this encourages others. Hallelujah. My dad, bless me, my heavenly father, because I was like, Lord, I need a small refrigerator. He knew my reasons for it. And at the time, he kept telling me, don't buy it, don't buy it, don't buy it. And now I finally understand why he told me not to buy it, because he had my earthly dad come and bless me with the money that I needed, most of the money that I needed to get me a new refrigerator, because living here, we've been going through some things. And God has allowed me to be able to get things that I need, even when I know I can't give in great detail what we're facing. But like I said, he made me a makeshift kitchen because we have to cook in a makeshift kitchen now. We're going to be all right. And also Psalms 34, because I thank God for his scripture in Psalms 34. And I know it's one of the key scriptures that you read during service. So
yes.
God wants me to read it. He wants me to read it, and then he's going to say something through me after I read it. So I'm going to read it right now. So I won't, because I was about to cry, but I'm trying not to cry.
Okay.
Okay. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her hope boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord, hallelujah, encamped round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see, the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that delivereth, that desireth life, thank you, Lord, for correction, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Hallelujah. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and, hallelujah, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So God was showing me why he still has me in this place and why and everything. It's because he gave me certain instructions and I obeyed it. And if we were to move, the people that he has assigned to see those things that he instructed me to do or to hear, you know, like when God told me to do stuff with my voicemail, to lead someone to Christ, mm-hmm. and sometimes bill collectors and other people call and I get the wrong calls, at least they get to hear God's word, so they're accountable for what they hear, and also see my window and stuff and everything that I have displayed, because he had me to put things on my window to lead them to him, and that's why he hasn't moved us. So he said, my favor will sustain you. His sustaining favor is amazing. I thank God for you, because that was a blessing that you sent to my sons and them. And, they had helped me to get some groceries this month, and we was able to do that in God's favor. He gave me coupons, and I got redemption money on my card because of those coupons. And I thank God for his favor, because he's sustaining us while we're here. It may not be the way I actually want it, but I see his love and mercy for it all.
Yeah.
And I just thank him for his grace. So many things have been happening with my finances, but he said I was doing the right thing. But I love him, and yes, I will bless him no matter what.
Hallelujah.
This is where it counts, when people are not looking. When you're not always in front of somebody, are you really going to still love him? Are you really going to still praise him? Are you only going to praise him just for the fishes and the loaves? And when the fishes and the loaves dry up, are you still going to magnify him?
Hallelujah.
And my soul says yes, because I love him. He has been sustaining me in so many ways. I can't let you all know everything that's going on with me, but I thank him for
yes.
life. and godliness and
Hallelujah.
His grace and his protection. He really has been genuinely protecting us as a husband should and taking good care of me and bless his holy name. So Psalm 34, I'm standing on. Isaiah 53 and 5, I'm standing on. Isaiah 54, 13, all the way to 17, I'm standing on. His word, Psalm 91, I'm standing on. He alone, I'm standing on. He is my God and my strength. And may y'all be encouraged. And may he keep y'all strong to continue on. Hallelujah. To be rooted truly and grounded in him and strengthened in him, because he is really the strength of my life and my
Hallelujah.
Soul delights in him. Hallelujah. And I thank God for all of you and all your obedience and all your blessings. And may he bless y'all in abundance for being such a gift to me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Us who have received Jesus as our Savior and Lord, we can say amen. We can sing it unto him, because he is
yes.
our everlasting, our amen, our source, our keeper, our provider, our strong tower, our healer. All down the line he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And glory to his holy name. And God bless you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So, well, thank you, Minister Rachel, for sharing with us what you could share with us. Yeah, I have a little idea. I don't have the whole story, but I have a little idea of what's going on. And to hear you just worshiping God in the midst of the storm. I'll say it like that. Amen. In the midst of the many are the afflictions of the righteous, you know, right in the midst of the affliction, before you actually see how he's going to deliver you from it, but you know he's going to deliver you from all of it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Thank you for sharing that with us, and we continue to be in prayer with you and in praise. Hallelujah, in praise with you, knowing that God has already done it to be manifested. We all know exactly how he's going to manifest it, but we know that he is going to do it. And in the meantime, in between time, we know that he is with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you, and he'll never fail you. So we thank and we praise God for you. Hallelujah. And for your entire family. And I was just thinking that you were saying this. It is recorded. Amen. And
Amen.
That's a blessing. This is recorded, because there's going to come a time where what you're going through right now is going to be a distant memory. Hallelujah. What you're going through right now is going to be way in the past somewhere. And then, you know, because, you know, when God delivers somebody from something, from some situation or circumstance, you know, you look back and say, wow, I went through that. But you will be
and
able
I didn't
to look
even
back
at the situation the way it took me
to listen to this, and listen to this podcast again and say, wow, God, thank you all over again. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you for sharing with us, Minister Rachel. Praise God. Okay, Minister Amber, we're opening up your line.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Oh, great. I just truly thank God for this service today, for this first Sunday, and I thank God for all the messages and the great words of encouragement that God has already brought forth, and I truly thank God for being on today. The message that the Lord has led me to talk about today is God's great patience and the power of his patience. In Ephesians 4:2, it teaches us to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. And when we go through things in life, sometimes our patience is really tested, and we have to really zone in and remember how God has been patient to us so that we can be patient to others and stand in faith for everything that we are believing God for. Galatians 5:22-25 says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives." The Holy Spirit in us gives us the ability to be patient, even when we don't feel like it, even when we don't know why we're being patient, even when we just don't understand. He enables us to be patient in areas that we don't know what's going on, but we can be patient knowing that God is always, he always will make a way for us, and he's working everything out for our good. God models his patience in the way he deals with us. And God, with everything that's going on in the world, bad things going on in the world, he can just end it at any moment. But no, he waits so that all may come to repentance. It says in 2 Peter 3:9, it says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." And that is so great to know, that God wants us all, everyone to come to repentance, and he is patient with us. And during this time of the year when children go back to school and they're learning from the beginning of foundational things, and teachers have to be really patient with them because they're just learning things for the first time, and yes, they mess up, but the patience is what teaches them and helps them learn even more to further their education. And how much more has our Father God been patient with us during times in our lives that don't seem like it's going anywhere, or things that feel like it's in turmoil, but he's patient with us, and that causes us to be patient with others as well. In 1 Timothy 1:16, Paul said, "I will show mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who will believe in him and receive eternal life." When God gives us the ability to be patient and shows us what patience looks like so that we might share that gift with others. And as we practice patience every single day, this gift of patience will continue to grow in us so that we can stand strong in our faith with the promises God's given us, and then be patient with others and not be on hard lines with others when others are going through. But we be patient and know that God is working everything out. And I have a couple of examples from the Bible of patience that was shown. And the first one I want to talk about is the story of the prodigal son's father. And I start with this because this is really about father and son's relationship and how our Father God will treat us when we don't do right and things like that, but he will open us with welcome arms. And this story is all about how the son wanted his inheritance early, and he squandered it and everything, but yet his father waited patiently and hopefully for his son to return and was so overjoyed when his son did come back to him. In Luke 15:18-20 says, "I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your servants.' So he got up and went to his father. He came to his senses and knew that he can go back to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him." And that is just so great, because that's what our Father God does for us. He is filled with compassion. God sees, he knows, and he cares for everything we're going through. And he has patience with us. And then also, in the Bible with Abraham, he waited 25 years and was patient for God's promise about his son Isaac. And then he showed his great patience as well once Isaac was born, when God wanted him to give a sacrifice. And God rewarded Abraham's patience by trusting in him. In Genesis 22:13-18, Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by his horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven the second time and said, and declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. And Abraham, he didn't know what was going on. He didn't know how God would survive. He didn't know what was going to happen. He didn't know, but he was patient. He was trusting in God, and he knew that God was going to provide for him. And through his patience, he was stopped right before he had to sacrifice Isaac, and God provided a ram. And during times when we don't know how our miracles are going to come, and we don't know which way our direction is going to come from, our faith should be rooted and grounded in having faith to God and be patient to him, knowing that he will provide for us, no matter how things may seem. And we must know that we should also be still while we're being patient with God and not be doing this or that and busying ourselves when we're distracted, so we can't really zone in and listen to him. It says in Psalm 37:7, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways and when they carry out their wicked schemes." But this scripture is so important because we should wait patiently for him. We know that our Father God is a great God. He has always been patient with us. He's always provided for us, and that hasn't changed. He will always provide for us. He will always be there for us and leading us and guiding us to what to do and what not to do. So today and every day, when things don't seem like discerning, we don't know what's going on, we can be patient knowing that God has already provided for us. We can be patient with others because with the same patience that God has given us. And we don't have to be hard-line. We don't have to be angry or yelling at anything when someone else messes up or things like that. But we can have the same compassion that God has with us and be patient with them as well. So I pray for each and every one of you today and those who will listen in the future. Father God, I ask that you would bless us to be the kind of, have the patience that you have, Lord. I ask that you would give us the strength and the patience while we wait for your wonderful blessings, Lord God, because you... can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry. Go. And Father God, I ask that... did you hear my prayer?
Right. We didn't hear the rest of the prayer.
And Father God, I ask that you would just give us a compassion. Help us to be have compassionate hearts like you and be patient with others like you are patient with us. And strengthen us, Lord. Continue to strengthen us with all that we go through. But we are patient in knowing that you have already provided. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Amber. God's great patience. Hallelujah. And patience is really tested. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, as you were talking and talking about how it's the Holy Spirit that enables us to be patient. We can't be patient by ourselves. It's him that causes us to be patient and to have patience as God has patience. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you so much. And I think about there was a woman of God. I'm trying to think of her name, and she was there in New Jersey, Mother McKenzie, that's her name.
she would say this. She would say, I'm satisfied to wait on the Lord. And when she said that, it just, you know, spoke volumes to me of patience, of having patience in the Lord. And it's one thing to be patient. It's another thing to be satisfied. You know, satisfied knowing that God is yet doing great things. You know, like the example that you gave of the prodigal son, the prodigal son's father, that he was waiting on his son to return. Amen. And apparently he was satisfied because he was so happy when his son came, he ran to him afar off. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much. Good word. Good word. Amen. So, and then we're going to go to Pastor Price. Okay. Here we go, Pastor Price. Welcome.
Thank you. God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Mom. And as Amber said, I say the same thing, that we've been just really blessed this afternoon now by all that has gone on in every part of the service today. And I thank God for that. Glory to God. Hi, Mama. Thank Glory you. To God. Hallelujah. The message that thank you, Mom. Glory to God. So when you say good morning, when you first got on, I say good morning, but you couldn't hear it. So I could say good morning, Mama. Hallelujah. And I love you. Glory to God. Glory to God. The message that the Lord laid upon my heart, and I, of course, we all of us seek the Lord and see what he would have us to share. And the words that the Lord imparted into my heart to share today is keep hope alive and even let our hope be expanded in him. In Hebrews 11 and verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In the CJB Bible, it says, it calls faith trusting. It says trusting is being confident of what we hope for, convinced about things we do not see. In the GW Bible, it says, faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. Hope is an important ingredient in our faith. When we make cornbread from scratch before there was self-rising cornmeal or flour, we use the ingredients flour, meal, baking powder, egg, and oil. One of those ingredients, it's a very important ingredient in our faith. And God wants us to keep our hope alive, and he wants us to expand our hope in him. The definition of Bible hope is not like the world's definition of hope. Hope in the world is a wishfulness that something would happen. But Bible hope is not like that. It's the expectation of our faith based on who God is, his character, his nature, his ways, and all of his words and promises to us. Hope is also the vision of our faith. Hope is the target, the goal, the blueprint, and the pattern of our faith. We see people making vision boards and having vision board parties to show what they envision for their lives and businesses. I believe that those vision boards are scriptural. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Habakkuk 2:2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Having a clear and concise vision, which is our hope, is so very important. Because Hebrews 11:1 says, again, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evident things not seen. Faith is the substance of what we expect for God to do. What we have a vision for God to do. It's our target, our goal, our blueprint, and our pattern. Our faith says to us, I must have a hope. If faith could speak to us and talk to us, faith would say to us, I must have a hope to work with. I must have an expectation. You know, I love that in Ephesians 3:20, it says, now
Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to his power that worketh in us. That's a multiplication factor. God says, whatever you will ask or think of, I'm able to do above and beyond that. So here's the multiplication factor. We don't ask God for nothing, thank God, or think, or we don't envision anything or expect anything. Nothing times nothing equals nothing. Zero times zero equals zero. So with our faith says to us and says to us, I must have a hope to work with. I must have an expectation to multiply and to bring to pass. I must have a vision, a target, a goal, a blueprint, a pattern to work with. When a person goes to sow, it, you know, they used to call it, and excuse me for saying it like this, but they used to call it man-made clothes. In other words, clothes that were made without a pattern. And we know that when we used to watch the Bill Cosby show, one of them made a, I think Theo made a shirt. They had a shirt made, and the arms were too long because it was not made with a pattern. But faith says to us, I've got to have an expectation, a vision, a target, a goal, a blueprint. I must have a blueprint. You give me a blueprint, I'll build it. You give me a vision, I'll bring it to pass. You give me a target, a goal, an expectation. Give me a pattern to work with. Glory to God. So God wants us to keep our hope, our expectation alive. He wants us to keep our visions alive. And even he said, I want to expand your vision. Let me expand what I want you to do or what I want to do in your life so your faith can have something to work with. So I want to say to each one of you, God bless you. God bless each and every one of you today. And may we all keep our hope alive in Jesus' name. God bless you all. I'm going back on you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep hope alive. Thank you, Lord. Faith must have hope to work with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Expectation to bring to pass. A blueprint, a target, a pattern, a goal. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I just had a conversation with my brother, Pastor Herbert, the other day. And he was sharing with me how where they were going to have a church. It had a church on it, and it had a store, a church and a store on this property. And he had a vision. He wrote it down. And he went to the people who owned it. And he showed them his vision. And he said, you know, and the church could just be expanded out a bit. And then the store. And I mean, he had it like all written out and everything. And he said, now, if we could do this together, I'll put and the property was $100,000 at the time. He said, "Well, I'll tell you what. I'll put in $100,000. You put in $100,000. We'll go ahead and do put this vision together, and then we'll go ahead and buy it from you or something like that." He said. He said he never heard from those people again. Within a year, he went past that property, and everything that he had written down in that vision was done on that property. And the property was no longer $100,000. The property was now listed at $500,000. And that vision had been accomplished. And I was like, wow, they took your vision that you wrote and they ran with it. I'm not saying that that was a good thing, you know, for him. You know, that's what they did. And the property, you know, was now five times more than it was in the state that it was in. So vision is very important. Amen. And I guess really, the moral of that story is don't show your vision to everybody. Because they'll take it and run with it. Amen. Amen. So we thank God, Pastor Price, for that word today. Keep hope alive. And I think that that spoke to a lot of us today, to keep hope alive. And because faith, like you said, faith must have hope to work with. Amen. And you know I got to say my word, my song. My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. My hope has a name, yeah, in the name of the Lord. Amen. So our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, amen. I guess I've already really given a synopsis of everything or what my thoughts about it as we were going on. And once again, I just thank Pastor Mom with her scripture that she started off with, trust in the Lord. And it just actually it just pulls everything together. Trust in the Lord and share the seed. Amen. Trust in the Lord that many are the afflictions of the righteous. He's going to deliver you out of them all, deliver us out of them all. Trust in the Lord, and he'll give you his great patience. Praise God. Trust in the Lord and keep hope alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So all of that comes together by the Spirit of the Lord, and we give him praise, we give him glory, and we give him honor, hallelujah, to trust in him, to love him. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And now we want to go on to, hallelujah, the prayer of salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You can say it with me, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen, amen. And, you know, God loves us. It's all about his love.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He loves us so much that he wants us to have everlasting life. God loves us so much that he gave the Lord Jesus to come here to suffer, bleed, and die for us. Hallelujah. To pay or to redeem us from our sins, to pay the penalty, to pay the price that needed to be paid for us to be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for that. And then Romans 10:9 tells us how to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It says, if you confess with your mouth, you can say it with me, Mom.
Yes.
Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, it just, I keep thinking, it's just so simple. Just say it out of your mouth, say a prayer, believe it in your heart, and you shall be saved. And it's so simple that a lot of times, sometimes it goes over the heads of people because it's so simple. Oh, it can't be that simple. It is, because Jesus really did the work. Hallelujah. God really did it when he sent Jesus. It was a done deal. Amen. And so we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And the way that we can do it, very simple, very simple, very real, very profound, and very eternal. Hallelujah. So repeat this to me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe.
I believe.
You died for me.
You died for me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your
way. And help me to follow you.
Help me to follow
and
you.
And now I know.
And now
according to the Bible,
according to the Bible,
I'm saved,
I'm born again,
and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer with all your heart for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. You are redeemed, and heaven is your home for real. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to pray over you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just lift them up to you in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your salvation. Thank you, Lord God, for your salvation in their lives and in their hearts. In the name of Jesus. And we bless your holy name right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And we just thank you, Father, as your Holy Spirit and power comes upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for by your Holy Spirit giving them the power to live right, the power to walk right, the power to talk right in the name of Jesus, the power to read the Bible and understand it. Thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. We just give you praise and glory for it. We give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the power to even speak with new tongues, other tongues, with their own prayer language, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory for doing that right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And then we want to invite you, now that you are a part of the kingdom of God, hallelujah, you are a part of the kingdom of God, we invite you to a Bible-believing church. Amen. It may be down the street from you. It may be across the street from you. It may be a mile from you. But we invite you to go to a Bible-believing church. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Yes. Hallelujah. So that you can learn and grow in the things of God. We also invite you to learn and grow with us at the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. God has put together a family a broadcast to help us learn and grow together. Thank you, Jesus. And you can get to all of our broadcasts by calling 516-418-5699. Now on Sundays, this is our Sunday service with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. You can meet us here on Sundays at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. And you never know what God's going to do, but you know it's going to be good, and it's going to be God. Amen. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And you will learn and grow because she digs into the Word of God, and then she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. On Tuesdays, we have prayer, our prayer time. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that is 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we have four volunteers who pray in tongues about 15 minutes each. And then we go into interpretation of tongues. It is awesome. The Lord speaks through us, and then we have interpretations, and he speaks to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, but just the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, and we call it Prophetic Healing. Now, the next time we're going to have Prophetic Healing is on Wednesday, September the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And God has been healing on these broadcasts, healing over the air. In August, there were 12 healings. Glory to God. So clear your calendar and then set your calendar and your cell phone alarm, hallelujah, to come on Wednesday, September the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Bring your family, your friends, hallelujah, hallelujah, and bring yourself if you need some healing. Glory to God. Now, on Thursdays, we have a very special Thursdays in this month. And our Thursday service is our Thursday edition of Get 'em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And our very own Pastor Price is doing a spiritual warfare boot camp. It's a timely boot camp for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus, where the Lord will refresh us and renew us in his word with regards to spiritual warfare. And we do need that periodically. We do need to be refreshed and renewed in the word of God regarding spiritual warfare. Amen. So every Thursday night this month, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, with our very own Pastor Helen Price. Hallelujah. So that's the Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, and we hope to see you as we all grow together. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And if anyone has any comments, any questions, I'm going to go ahead and open up all the lines for a few moments before we have Pastor Mom to close us out with a comment and with prayer. Praise God. Everybody's line, we're opening all your lines right now. If you are doing something, please mute your phone, mute your own phone. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise
mute
God.
Your phone.
Praise God.
Oh, hi, Pastor.
Hi, Apostle, and Pastor Mom again. I want to thank God for this service on the first Sunday of September. I want to thank God for that. I thank God for every part of the service, from the opening prayer by Pastor Mom. I thank God for how God is using you, Pastor Mom, and blessing us so that we can be able to be in service with you. And even though I'm way down here in Memphis, Tennessee, I thank God for the service today. I thank God for the pearls to ponder for this month on the sweet fellowship and communion that we have with God. That really blessed my heart today. And I thank God for that. And that song on that about the sweet fellowship, you know, that we long to commune with you, Lord God, on communion, yeah. Sweet communion, fellowship with God. And I thank God for that. And then I just thank God for every one of the messages that came forth today, of course, with Pastor Mom,
yes.
With Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I love to hear you do that, Mom. And Joy's message just really blessed my heart about the man that planted that seed and put those bottles in 142 years ago. Joy, I really thank God for that message that you gave and then brought it into a spiritual part for us to be able to see how God sows that word down on the inside of us and for it to come up. I thank God. And Minister Rachel, I thank God for your testimony today. I thank God even for your restraint and not even going through the whole thing because only you and God knows, but we feel your heart. And we thank God for Psalms 34. You read it so beautifully. And we just thank God. And we say happy birthday even now to Malachi and Rasheen. And we thank God for that. I thank God for Amber's message on great patience because I truly need patience. And thank God for his patience with me and with others. And I thank God for that. So I thank God for all the services, Apostle, all the service today, Pastor Mom and Apostle,
And just in my soul and my heart was blessed today. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. And once again, we thank God for keeping hope alive.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? All right. I don't want to move too fast, but anyone else? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You want to make your comment, Pastor?
Yes, I like all the comments.
Are you like all the words?
Yeah, Pastor.
Everybody with Minister Joy, Minister Rachel, Minister Amber, and Pastor Price.
Yes, she did a good job talking about me.
Amen.
So are we ready to close?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We are ready to close.
Ready to close.
May the Lord.
May the Lord watch between me and thee while we ask him one by one.
Amen. One from another. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, everyone. So good to see you. And I just say thank the Lord for each and every one of you. We love each and every one of you. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you.